This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 post-game podcast, joined by Chris Fuentes. Chris, good to do this with you. I wish we were doing it after a win, but you know, Baylor made this a really competitive game after getting down 15, 16 points, and then they take the lead on a Jacoby Walter three, if I'm not mistaken, but then they give up a like 11-0 run or 13-3, something like that, and then Texas Tech just takes advantage and makes the plays down the stretch. You know, Baylor shot 5 for 21 from three, but the big stat to me was the rebounding. You know, Tech is 40 rebounds to 29 for Baylor. Baylor's been outstanding on the glass since the BYU game, but this was definitely a step back. And now Texas Tech has the same record as Baylor, 22-9, 11-7 in the Big 12. I think Baylor has a three seed going into the conference tournament, though. What were your thoughts on this game?
Well, I think we're struggling in the first half to get motivation for whatever reason. And, you know, we've shown that we are a very, very competitive second half team, but I don't know if I want to, you know, chance that going into the most important part of your year. I mean, we've shown that when we're playing good basketball, that we are competitors with anybody in the country. And like the team that we saw the second half against Houston, the second half against UT, you know, the run to take the lead in the second half today, like that team could beat anybody in the country. But we've got to have been bought in defensively, and we weren't that today, I don't feel. And we didn't rebound the ball well. I mean, that was what, minus 11, 12 rebounding. You know, we took care of the ball today, but, you know, the bad shooting from three and 11 of 18 from free throws. And what, at least three of those were front ends of 1-1. So,
yeah,
the opportunities were there today.
Right. No doubt about it. Yeah, the rebounding was disappointing. I thought our big guys kind of let us down, especially on the offensive glass. You know, Eve has only two rebounds. One offensive rebound. Josh has one offensive rebound. You know, Caleb didn't play much. He doesn't get any rebounds. And then Jalen has six. You know, Jalen kind of disappeared on the offensive end. He was, you know, scored 32 points and then only five tonight. Jacoby Walter had a good second half. I thought Nunn did some good things, taking the ball to the hole. Langston, you know, he was a little rusty, but he made some good plays, and it's good to see him back. But, you know, I think, you know, he missed some, you know, key shots in the paint down the stretch and a couple threes as well. But, you know, it's frustrating. Hopefully you learn from this. It's always better to learn these lessons in the preseason than the postseason. So hopefully they can iron out some of the things that went wrong tonight, got some rest before the Big 12 tournament. You got the double bye. And, you know, how's that bracket shaping up? Are they going to play the winner of Kansas and somebody, I think, is how it looks right now? Or
do you know? So – well, the last time I looked, let's see, is K-State won that game? So it has us as the three, and it has Kansas in the sixth seed. So we would play the winner. Cincinnati, West Virginia plays Kansas, and then winner of that game plays us. And that'd be 8:30 on Thursday, which is good for me because this is the first time in like 10 years that my spring break hasn't matched up with the Big 12 tournament. So I was hoping for an evening game. So it looks like that's going to work out.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So are you going to go?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch it at home.
Right. Yeah. So, UCF won today at TCU. That's a good result. Let's see. So BYU Oklahoma State's the only game left, on the docket, right?
Yes.
All right. So we'll say that BYU is going to win that. So Kansas is the six, and like you said, that means they're going to match up against Cincinnati, West Virginia, right? And then most likely you would get Kansas, but man, they're banged up. They got, you know, Hunter Dickinson maybe separated his shoulder. They might hold McCullough out, you know, Bill Self said, until the NCAA tournament.
I mean, that'd be smart for them. I mean, what is a six seed in this is the, you know, the lowest they've been in.
I don't know, ever. For them to win it, you got to win four games in 4 days. That's tough. So we may get Cincinnati. You know, Cincinnati's played pretty well against West Virginia today. I mean, that won't be an easy easy out by any stretch. And then, you know, Iowa State gets the winner of Kansas State, Texas. Yeah, I mean, it's we'll probably get Iowa State. You know, they lost today at Kansas State. They didn't look very good. But nope. That's a home game for them. So, and it'll certainly be a home game for Kansas, too. So Baylor's going to have to win two games that are road-ish, you know, to yeah. advance to the finals.
I'm kind of curious to see how the you know, because it's all obviously always controlled by Kansas and Iowa State. And now you add some, you know, Cincinnati travels.
Yep.
BYU travels. Yeah. I don't think
Houston fans. Houston will have Houston. Some fans there. I mean, because they're yeah, the but one I don't think, they won't bring yeah a ton. But
so I'll be curious to see how many people buy out the seats, and of course it depends on who's in the session and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Iowa State fans will be there in force. You know, they may be a little disappointed because of the result today, but they've had a great season. Kansas fans may be a little bit down. You know, because of how things have gone for them, getting 8 conference losses, they're not used to that. They still went an amazing 15-1 at Allen Fieldhouse, though.
Even funny though how not... that works, huh?
Yeah.
Worst season ever, and they're 15-1 at home still.
Well, we have to give credit where credit's due. Congratulations to Grant McCaslin. I think he far exceeded expectations for that team this year. They're without Washington. Cambridge was a key guy for them. He's injured. And, you know, they really, you know, pieced it together. There was a point tonight where you're like, oh, man, you like our chances because you take the lead. Darion Williams has 4 fouls and Pop Isaacs has 4 fouls.
That's 4.
Early in the, you know, second half.
Man, that was like around the 8-minute mark, 9-minute mark.
Right. But Baylor couldn't take advantage of that, unfortunately. Williams is a difference maker, man. He's really good. He ends up with 16 points and 11 rebounds. He's a guy that reminds me a lot of Royce O'Neal and Ish Wainwright, but a little better offensively than those guys. Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so KenPom, I don't know if it's updated, but it says we're sitting at 5 offensively and 73rd defensively. So, I mean, that's kind of what we all year, I think. I mean, I think we had a run there where we got up in the lower 50s.
After the TCU game, I think we were in the 50s.
Yeah. It's gone down a little bit. But
I think tonight, you know, the projected score was 76-75, a Baylor win. You know, Tech scores 78. I mean, I think the offense really let us down tonight. I mean, the rebounding in the offense more so than the defense. The defense has been an issue most of the year. And, you know, I mean, Tech came out shooting really well. You know, we withstood that run. They scored, I think, 40 at half or maybe more. I can't remember the halftime score. But
yeah, they had 40.
40, okay. And we were down, 13? 40 to 27, is that right?
40 to 27, yep.
Okay. Yeah, so in the second half, you know, I mean, we let up 38, but we score 41. Yeah, disappointing. I mean, it looked like, you know, you're trending the right way when you take the lead, and we seemed in control of the game, took the crowd out of it, but then we let them hit, you know, those 2 threes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Up to that point, I mean, they were like 4 for 16. I mean, they were like 25%, and then it was like 3-3-3.
Right.
And they got a hard drive and dish and for an easy dunk. So, I mean, definitely credit to them. You know, normally I'll get on these game on these podcasts with you and I'll be frustrated and want to blame officials. That was completely on us tonight. Free throws and not rebounding and giving up too many easy looks. So, you know, hopefully we'll regroup and have Monday through Wednesday to kind of get our head right and go into the game on Thursday ready to go.
Yeah, they took the fight to us.
For sure.
You know, they didn't shoot really well from three either. No. I mean, they were at one point. I mean, I think they made 3 down the stretch.
Yeah, it was on that run after we took the lead, they hit 3 threes in a row.
Right, because they were probably 4 for 16 or something like that, and then they went 3 for 4 down the stretch. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, and, you know, free throw line, they got to the free throw line more than Baylor did, but we had our chances. Like you said, missed a few front end of one-on-ones that would have been some extra free throws and potential extra points.
Yep, Josh missed 2 front ends of one-on-ones, and I believe that Eve missed 1.
Only 8 assists. They had 15 assists. That's a big stat.
Yeah, we didn't. There was a lot of ISO ball today.
Right.
And you know, the guy that you want doing those drives, I mean, Nunn did really well on his, and I thought Langston looked good. You could tell that he looked a little labored running back. Like his stride did not look like his stride. So hopefully, you know, just kind of getting back into the swing of things and stuff like that, and not any lingering pain. It's just more like, what am I comfortable with?
Well, you got the full team available to you now, and there's some other teams that are beat up a little bit. So hopefully in a tournament format that benefits you. You know, it's you can't feel extreme confidence after this result going into postseason, but we were playing better. You know, we'd won three tough games before that, and you know, I think this team definitely has a shot of, you know, get to the Sweet 16. Anything can happen, you
See where it
know.
goes from there.
Yeah, but you, I think you have to play well in the Big 12 tournament. If you lose, you got to lose in the conference championship. If you have any hope of getting to a Final Four, it's just rare when you see a team, you know, lose the last game of the year, bow out early in the Big 12 tournament, and then just turn it on in the in postseason. That's a pretty rare thing. I don't think we have the team to do that. I think you gotta, you know, get as many repetitions with Langston playing as you can. So hopefully we got three games ahead of us next week, and then you know, you get your bracket and you see what you can do. We'll probably be a
I
three
thought,
seed. I mean,
yeah,
unless we win the
I
Big 12
figured,
tournament,
yeah, I was
we
gonna
can
say
move
that's
to
what,
two.
probably what it's gonna take to get us to the two line if we're
Yeah.
a fourth seeded two. But we'd have to win the Big 12 to do that. I think this pretty much, unless we win the tournament, solidified us as a three.
Right.
I don't think we'll, even if we drop the first game on Thursday, I don't think we would drop to a four.
Right. I agree with you.
So we'll see. Which, if you're looking at which teams are one seeds, which bracket do you want to end up in?
Purdue.
That's what that's what I would say too, because you know,
I mean,
I
Edie's
know we're
going to be a
not, I know we're,
problem, but.
yeah, for sure. Well, and I don't want to end up in UConn's, and I know we won't end up in Houston's because they won't just
Right.
put us in the same bracket as them.
I guess Arizona. I mean,
And
Arizona's,
then maybe Arizona.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could
So.
be a little bit of a Gonzaga situation where, you know, they've been rolling through the Pac-12 pretty well, but you know, the Pac-12 is not very good. So you get them in a situation where, you know, they haven't played season competition in a while, and you know, maybe catch up to them, you know, in an Elite Eight type game, you know, or you know, that would be you know, certainly beneficial. I think you would definitely want like a Marquette as your two seed, you know, because Marquette's trending a little weaker. I don't know. I mean, it's there's a lot to be decided. I don't think you want to see North Carolina. Creighton would be fine, you know.
No, as long as they're
Tennessee.
not going nuclear from three against us.
Right.
But you know, we
Right.
can. I feel with that's. But I mean, if we're talking about something that's weak, it is our defense. So, I
Yeah.
mean, that's all it takes is one hot shooting team. That's kind of why I was glad that BYU ended up on the other side of the bracket in the Big 12 tournament. Like,
Yeah, right.
I'd rather play Kansas than the BYU right now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree with that. Yeah, well, it's I don't know what else we need to talk about. It's a disappointing result. It's not as much fun to talk about these things after losses.
No, I think our podcasts normally go like 30 minutes when it's me and you after a win. We're sitting at like 12 right now.
Yeah, Miro Little. I will say I didn't like the fadeaway three that he shot early in the game,
No.
but I did like the drive and the dish to Josh, I think, is who
Yeah, it was
finished that
Josh.
play. Yeah. So that
But
was good to see. I mean, his minutes will probably be cut back now that Langston's back, but
yeah, I mean, they were cut back today. You only had two.
right.
So, I
Yeah, you pretty much got your
don't know.
rotation
We'll,
set. But we need a lot from Eve and Josh, and today they played a
we did
little
not get it.
tentative. Yeah, they played tentative. You
Yeah.
know, Ray J, he was his normal self. You know, wasn't as efficient offensively. Four turnovers. That's not
Five
good.
assists.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Jalen had an uncharacteristic two turnovers. Stepped on the end line, chasing a ball.
Yeah, when with nobody, like, I mean, and my son called it. He was like, "Leave it alone."
Yeah.
And sure enough, he's like, I mean, and you, when you, we had that much momentum, I mean, he was going after that ball pretty quick. Like, let it
Right.
go.
Right.
There was nobody else anywhere in the vicinity. Everybody was going back but Jalen.
Yep.
But hey, that's all right. You know, we know we're in the toughest conference in the country, and any road game that you're gonna play is tough.
Right. And it's always a miracle when you play against Joe Toussaint and don't have a player get injured. So thankful for that.
For sure.
That guy's a spaz. He plays hard, but he is a spaz.
We'll say spaz, but
the way he moves his body, injuries can happen. So it's good that we avoided that.
Yep.
Well, onward and upward to Kansas City. We have hopefully a fun week of basketball ahead of us. Yeah, you're not going to go. I don't think I'm going to go either. Maybe this will be the year that Ben wins it, since I've decided not to go. But I will definitely be along for the ride in March after we know what our bracket is. Do you think we'll be sent to Memphis? I bet they sent us to Memphis.
Yeah, that's where I was guessing, kind of.
Yeah,
I was really hoping
they'll probably send Houston to Memphis also. But I will say, you know, the likelihood of us going to Dallas is low because Houston will definitely pick Dallas, as part of their bracket.
Yep.
So we'll probably be sent somewhere else. How does that work? I mean, it's possible. Well, we won't be in Houston's bracket.
No, we won't be in their bracket. And so that's the regional finals, semifinals, and finals. So it's just the four seeds that advance from that side of the bracket.
So Dallas is probably definitely
so
out.
Dallas is out.
Yep. Well, interesting time of year.
Yeah,
a lot can happen
it'll
in the next
fun.
30 days. Yeah, let's.
I wouldn't be surprised. There could probably be. You could probably, depending on the day. Like I'd say there may be 20 teams that could go on a run.
Yeah.
That's how competitive it is this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a team that's going to get a one seed with, Arizona's got six losses and they're going to get a one. When's the last time somebody had six or seven losses getting the one seed?
Right. The computers tell us that Houston and Connecticut are really, really good, but I don't know the difference. I mean, Houston's a little banged up. I've seen Connecticut lay some eggs this year. So, Creighton thumped them pretty good a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, we'll see. We'll see. It's a lot can happen. Seton Hall beat them. We beat Seton Hall. Obviously, Auburn's one of the top computer teams, and we beat them.
Yeah,
we got some good stuff on our resume. And no more road games. Kansas City is kind of a road game, but no more true road games.
Yeah, well, I'll take the neutral sites instead of the true road games because it's been kind of rough this year.
Yeah, and I mean Tech has it going on. They got a great crowd, great atmosphere.
Absolutely.
They were tough at home. They only lost two at home, same as the Bears. So,
yep.
Well, all right, we'll call it a podcast. Thank you for doing this, Chris, and we'll look forward to next week. You've been listening to a Sikkim 365 post game podcast after Baylor's. What was it, 78-68 loss to Texas Tech? Sick 'em Bears.
Yep. Sick 'em.